for the 2025 Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. We will be getting started soon. In the meantime, find yourself a good viewing position. Get yourself an adult beverage, or a child beverage, if that's what you prefer. A few snacks, and snuggle in. There is hot cocoa down there. Again, welcome to the 2025 Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. And approaching the docks of the Morro Bay Yacht Club is the vessel TKO, skippered by Garrett Rose of Garrett Rose Fisheries. Garrett runs one of our concessions right down by Tognazzini's dock. Welcome, Garrett. The Rose family has been a long-standing fishing family here in Morro Bay. Garrett Rose and his father David Rose. And approaching the dock now is the vessel Pipe Dream. Pipe Dream is owned by DJ Hardy. Anthony Colorado is skippering the Sweet Aloha. Nice job. Anthony told us there are over 10,000 lights on that boat. We haven't verified that number, but it seems a little excessive. This is the motorboat, the Alyssa Ann, skippered by Brian Henry. Welcome, Brian. Alyssa Ann is celebrating 30 years of sailing down from Cayucas. Our judges here at the judging table are calculating the scores as every boat goes by. We have a distinguished panel of judges up here, six judges, headed by Mayor of Morro Bay, Carlo Whitsum. Morro Bay Mayor, Carlo Whitsum. We also have at the judges' table our distinguished Commodore of the Morro Bay Yacht Club for 2025, Commodore Tom Wright. Mr. Ron Casey is the owner of Verge's Landing, an institution here in Morro Bay. Ron Casey. Approaching the yacht club is a 41-foot catamaran. That vessel is named Go Dog Go, captained and owned by Dave and Cindy Zabin. Now, folks, this vessel has a very special story. She actually just traveled over 7,000 nautical miles to be here tonight. She's anchored down in Avila Bay and has been traveling the world. Dave and Cindy heard about the Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade and said they gotta be in it. And it looks like that one, in fact, does have more than 10,000 lights. Dave and Cindy, welcome to Morro Bay. Folks, I was letting you know about our judges. We've got six judges total, three more. Jessica Bailey Weiss, the daughter of our beloved community member, John Weiss, who departed and passed the final bar this year. We all send our love and our blessings to John in heaven, and we are grateful that Jessica Bailey Weiss can be with us tonight as a judge. And I'm informed the bloodlines run strong. She is the current president of Rotary of Morro Bay. And I'm sure John is smiling about that. Approaching the Morro Bay Yacht Club docks is the vessel Beautiful Day, a 21-foot. Doesn't look like a sailboat. They've got it listed as a sailboat. It certainly is a recreational boat owned by Doug Hendry. Welcome, the Beautiful Day. The Beautiful Day is a charter member of the Point Aguello Yacht Club. Uh-huh. They may be the only member of the Point Aguello Yacht Club.
So you better watch
out. Welcome, Doug and crew. It still doesn't look like a sailboat to me. Our next distinguished judge to tell you about is the manager of Parks and Recreation here at the fine city of Morro Bay, Mr. Kirk Carmichael. Thank you, Kirk. Now, there's some community spirit there for the lighted boat parade. This boat is being chartered by Charles Berry, and this is out of one of our rental concessions right here in Morro Bay. So you, too, next year can be in the Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. Go down there, rent a boat, throw a few lights on. Don't drink any alcohol before, only after, and have some fun on the water. Please welcome Charles Berry of the Salty Tiger. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of lights and a lot of happy people on that boat. Here's the Pipe Dream. This boat is owned by Chablis Cruises. Annie of Chablis Cruises has collaborated. Here's DJ Hardy, actually, on this boat, collaborated with DJ Hardy for the Pipe Dream, a 36-foot motor vessel that Annie and DJ Hardy have lovingly refurbished. Now, this is a charter vessel, so if you want to take a ride on that, go see some whales, have some fun. You go to Chablis Cruises, and you can rent that boat as well. I do believe this one may be over the 10,000 light limit as well. Very nice job, folks. Our last judge to let you know about tonight is a past president of the Rotary Club and has been the chair of the Lighted Boat Parade for several years. Rumors that he wants to leave the position as chair of the Lighted Boat Parade. We're not going to let him leave. His name's Mr. Dan Cosley. Thank you, Judge Dan Cosley. Another boat from one of our local charter operators, Captain Kevin, Subsea Tours, right below Windows on the Water. This is the Dos Osos, a very well-known catamaran here in Morro Bay. Does some whale watching, but has become a little bit more well-known the last 5-6 years as Kevin's daughter has taken over, who is also licensed as a captain now, for cocktail cruises. If you want to have a very nice evening here in Morro Bay and a very nice cocktail cruise, charter the Dos Osos from Subsea Tours. And the third entry from Subsea Tours, Captain Kevin and his daughter. This is the Freedom. The Freedom is a more recent addition to the fleet here in Morro Bay, probably 5 or 7 years ago. She's a 53-foot motor vessel, some twin diesels in there, very smooth sailing, and a great way to do some whale watching. Speaking of whale watching, in fact, Morro Bay gets about 20,000 gray whales passing by our shores twice a year. Once right about now, they've just about finished their migration south. Gray whales, as they head from the cold waters of Alaska down to the warm waters of Baja California to burr their calves. And then they head back up after the new year. Morro Bay has rapidly become known as one of the best places on all of the California coast to do whale watching, both from the shore and from excellent vessels like the Freedom. In front of the Yacht Club docks. My list says this is another sail vessel. It, again, does not look like a sailboat to me, but what do I know? This is the Malolo, captained by Adam Szyzinski. Adam on the Malolo, a 22-foot purported sail vessel, but looks like a power vessel. Adam brought his boat up from Arroyo Grande. Welcome to Morro Bay, Adam. We're glad to have you here for the 2025 Morro Bay Boat Parade. All right, audience, we're going to take a little test here and test your knowledge of vessels. I want you to clap if I'm going to ask you first if it's a motor vessel or secondly if it's a sailing vessel. So if you think that is a sail vessel with sails, please clap. All right. Interesting crowd. Welcome from the Bakersfield Navy on that one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you think this is a motor vessel, please clap. All right. I am inclined to agree with that last crowd there. That looks like a motor vessel to me. Welcome, Adam. The spirited group from the Lost Isle Adventurer, another operator here in Morro Bay. This vessel is named the Angler. She's a 50-foot whale-watching vessel run by Captain Dane Jacobs, and his lovely wife, Lexi. Lexi, as a matter of fact, is current chairperson of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. Dane Jacobs is a licensed captain with his 100-ton license, has captained all over the world and has been settled down here in Morro Bay for the last 10 years or so. We are very grateful for Dane and Lexi Jacobs and all the good things they do for us here in Morro Bay. There's the 50-foot vessel, the Angler. And you gotta love that. We just went from a lighted boat parade to a football game, but it all works, ladies and gentlemen. Very good. Approaching the Morro Bay Yacht Club is the Miss Emily 25-foot motor vessel owned by Kurt Young of Youngman Construction. Welcome, Kurt. Kurt hails from San Luis Obispo. I'm not sure where they docked that boat in San Luis Obispo. Maybe Port San Luis, but very welcome to Morro Bay. Folks are having fun on the Miss Emily, the 25-foot motor vessel owned by Kurt Young of Youngman Construction, hailing from San Luis Obispo. Thank you, Youngman family. From one of our local concessions. This boat's actually called the Bad Influence. Welcome, Kelly Wall and the Wall family, and thank you for participating in the 2025 Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade. That is a good job, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, now in front of us is the 30-foot sailboat, the Yellowbird. The Yellowbird is owned by Sean Maloney, skippered by Miley Maloney. So Sean Maloney and Miley Maloney of the Yellowbird, welcome to the Lighted Boat Parade. Miley is the daughter of Sean, and this is a very special father-daughter tradition between Sean and Miley. Very nice. You know, another fun fact as we are waiting for our next vessel, Morro Bay actually has more boats per capita than Christmas tree lots in December in the state of California. May not actually be true, but it is kind of interesting.
SD card. Perfect. Okay. That's it. Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay. Talk to you later.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm quite certain this is a sailboat right in front of the docks here. This is not on our list, so it may have been a late entry, or we... Oh, we just found it right here. Let me get the information. This is the sailing vessel Iwalani, a 30-foot sailboat, owned by Greg Erickson. Welcome to the Iwalani. Ladies and gentlemen, please hide the children. The abominable snowman is on approach from the water. The abominable snowman giving hugs to children of all ages. The vessel is owned by Scott Morris, and she is dubbed La Serena. She's coming in close, and she's coming in hot. We've got a competent skipper there at the helm. Nice, big, beautiful sailboat. I don't have any other information other than it's a pretty sailboat. Oh, that is Kevin. That is Kevin Williams. Kevin is a member of the Morro Bay Yacht Club. Now, apparently I upset Kevin a little bit last year when I was announcing, because I made a bit of a joke and I said, Kevin Williams is known as the best sailor on all of the Central Coast, and if you want to know, just ask him. He came up to me afterward and he said, Jeff, that was a terrible joke. I'm the best sailor from San Francisco all the way down to San Diego. Just ask me. Number seven, having some fun out there on the water. As my grandfather used to say, cuidado. Yeah, number seven definitely gets a 10 for spirit and energy. Number seven was Maxine Jeannot on the 8-foot snowy plover. And looks a lot like a sailboat to me. Thank you, Kevin Williams. Good seeing you. Kevin is on the Voyager 2, a 45-foot sailboat that he takes very good care of and has a lot of fun on. Kevin is a member here of the Morro Bay Yacht Club as well. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, it appears that we're done. We are confirming here at the judges' table. Please stand by for a moment. I do want to say thank you to the boaters who shared their creativity and time. Lots of effort goes into lighting up these boats. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Yes, and ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude the boat parade for 2025. We appreciate you being here at the Yacht Club, and we also appreciate the Yacht Club for hosting this event here in the judges' table. Good night, and thank you for joining us at the Morro Bay Lighted Boat Parade 2025. Thank you to the Morro Bay Yacht Club, Kendall Welch and Commodore Tom Wright, and all the staff here at the Yacht Club. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. You know, there's a unique vessel right in front of us. It's the Gondola here in Morro Bay, who came about 2 years ago. I believe that vessel might be out of Long Beach, but wow, what a fantastic vessel. A true Italian gondola, and look at that. Look at how that gondolier handles that boat. Lots of fun. February 14th isn't too far away. You want to really have a great Valentine's Day, that's the way to do it right there. All right, folks, a word from Jesse Ferris. He is our incoming Vice Commodore. I'm looking for Tom Wright, our Commodore, to say a few words. But in lieu of Tom, here's Jesse.
I just want to say thanks for coming out, everybody, and I hope everybody's having a really beautiful evening at the best yacht club in Morro Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that catamaran that just went by won first place tonight. First place in the 2025 Lighted Boat Parade for Morro Bay.
Recreational vessel.
You know the name now?
Yeah, Go Dog Go. Recreational.
She is the Go Dog Go, the catamaran that's been around the world. First place 2025 recreational category.